passage, which is from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 4 to 10.
今天我们的讲道呢是彼得后书第二章四到十节。
I will read the passage. My Bible is a ESV Bible. Is that a scripture you're using, or you're using NIV? Okay. So I'll read from you. How do you read this? You read together, or you read just be reading here. You read, okay, all right, okay. I'll read in English, and then Emily will read in Mandarin afterwards.
我用英文来念，然后周末是用英文来念，然后我会用中文念给大家。First
Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 10. This is the word of the Lord. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by man, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
彼得前书第二章四到十节，经上记着说：“主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石。”建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。”所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说。匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的头块石头；又说，做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌；或做他们绊跌，都因不顺从道理。他们这样绊跌，也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Have you ever been shameful of something?
大家有没有曾经为某件事情觉得很羞耻啊？
That means that you've done something that you really want to hide it, don't want to expose it.
就是你可能做了一件什么事情，然后就特别想隐藏起来，就不希望别人知道。
Maybe that's something you've done in the past.
可能这是发生在过去，你曾经做了一件事情。
Or maybe something done recently.
或者是就在最近。
Maybe something you're constantly struggling with.
或者也有可能是你常常都在纠结，都在。挑战自己的一个事情。
I think the question is how much you're aware that you're controlled by that shame.
我觉得这个问题就在于，你被羞耻所恐惧的程度有多少。
I think for Chinese it's quite a serious issue.
我想对中国人来说，羞耻或者说面子，应该说是一个很大很严肃的问题。
We can decide what we do to see. It depends on whether that is a shameful thing or not a shameful thing.
有的时候我们甚至做决定都是取决于看这件事情是有面子还是没面子，或者说是羞耻还是不羞耻。
That will actually twist our understanding of what is right and what is wrong.
其实这种观点呢，常常就会让我们的是非观变扭曲。
We can do something very shameful. We can you could have seen people who have done something very shameful, and yet it looks entirely good.
可能你见过有的人做了很羞耻的事情，但是看上去还可以的样子。
You may think that it's okay to do it as long as it's not exposed.
而且可能你也会觉得做就做呗，反正也没有人知道。
And sometimes when it's something shameful and people touch on that, you like jump.
有的时候啊，可能是这样，就是你做了一件挺害羞的事情，然后别人稍微一提呢，你就要突然跳江起来。
It's kind of quite scary.
挺吓人的，对吧？
If people find out what you have done.
如果别人发现你到底干了一件什么事情。
And I think that could change if we understand 1 Peter.
我觉得这个情况可以改变的，如果我们明白彼得前书的话。
Because I believe there's something more important than how it looks.
因为我认为有一件事情更重要，也就是比表面上看上去怎么样更重要的事情。
You understand Peter?
你明白彼得吗？
Peter talks a lot in the Gospels.
彼得啊，在传福音的时候，说话说的挺多的。
Almost like he's always the first one to say something.
而且他经常第一个发言。
Sometimes when he says something, he's extremely accurate.
有的时候他说话的时候，还特别准确。
And other times you see that he's extremely stupid.
但有的时候说的挺傻的话。
But that's Peter.
但是他就是彼得。
He is not a scholar.
他不是一个学者。
He is a fisherman.
他是一个渔夫。
Not very educated.
没什么文化。
But at the same time, we have a contrast of another personality in the Bible. His name is Paul.
但是呢，我们常常圣经里面就会有这种鲜明的对比。
And Paul will be like some of us here.
也就是保罗，保罗呢可能就像我们在座的一些人。
Who will have at least one PhD degree?
最起码得有一个博士学位。
And you look at Peter and Paul, you see a huge contrast.
当你看彼得和保罗的时候，你就觉得区别挺大的。
One is a fisherman, an educated guy, and another one is a highly educated, is a respected leader.
一个呢是渔夫，没什么文化；另外一个呢是一个学者，鼎鼎大名。
And then when we look at what they've written,
但是当我们去看呢，他们写了什么的时候
，we look at what Peter has written in 1 Peter, and then what Paul has written in his letters.
当我们在看这个彼得前书，彼得写了什么和保罗在他的书信当中所写的东西的时候
，and we found something very interesting.
我发现很有趣的事情。
Because some of the scholars looked at 1 Peter and could not believe Peter has written all these things.
因为有些学者吧，看了彼得前书以后，就觉得彼得怎么能写出这种东西来？
In fact, some of the scholars actually think that 1 Peter sounds too much like Paul.
而且有些学者都觉得吧，彼得前书这种笔锋很像保罗的。
I want you to understand this change here. The two persons come from two completely different backgrounds.
我想帮助大家理解这种变化，也就是保罗和彼得两个背景完全不同的人。
And they all learn from Jesus.
但是他们都从耶稣学习。
After they learn from Jesus, they wrote some letters.
他们从耶稣学习之后呢，他们就写了一些书信。
And when they wrote those things, they are very similar.
而且，但是他们写的时候很像。
It's hard to say when you read this. It's hard to say that Peter is not educated.
也就是当你在读的时候，你不会觉得彼得没有文化的。
Because Peter wrote about some very tough doctrine in this passage.
他在咱们这篇经文里面触及到了一些很难的教义。
We kind of believe. Jesus on the gospel have done something to him.
我们必须得相信，主耶稣在福音上，在彼得身上下了很大的功夫。
Jesus spent three or four years with Peter.
主耶稣跟彼得待在一起三四年的时间。
And Peter drastically changed.
彼得的变化特别大。
And you look at how he writes all these things in 1 Peter.
当你去看彼得前书，彼得所写的这些文章的时候。
I like 1 Peter a lot.
我特别喜欢彼得前书。
Because 1 Peter was written to a group of Christians under lots of pressures or even persecutions.
因为啊，彼得前书写给一些受逼迫的基督徒，他们的压力是非常大的。
They live under pressures.
他们在高压的环境当中。
They have all kinds of backgrounds.
也是来自不同的背景。
What encouraged them so that they would stand firm in face of all those troubles?
是什么鼓励了他们，能让他们在困境当中依然站立呢？
That's what we want to find today.
这就是咱们今天要一起寻找的东西。
You look at this passage, you kind of see that Jesus appears again and again and again in the passages.
当你看这段经文的时候，你就会发现主耶稣的名字一次又一次的出现。
It seems like when you read this passage as if Peter's emphasis is not on their troubles.
而且你会发现彼得在写这篇经文的时候，他的重点不是在于他们的困难。
Not on their feelings.
或者他们的感觉。
Not on their environments.
或者是他们的环境。
You see, Peter keeps talking about Jesus.
你会发现彼得一直在谈主耶稣。
And he talked about Jesus as he has two characteristics.
当他在谈主耶稣的时候呢，他有两个方式。
These two characteristics, he said he is chosen, and then he is precious.
第一个啊，就是彼得还有其他的信徒，他们是被拣选的，而且他们是很宝贵的。
Jesus is chosen and precious.
主耶稣也是被拣选。
And Peter told these Christians that you are also chosen and you are also precious.
那么彼得呢，就告诉会众们，就是因为主耶稣是被拣选的，是可宝贵的，所以你们也是被拣选的，是可宝贵的。
This is almost like the focus of this passage.
这就是这篇经文的重点所在。
So we can say from verse 4 to 5, we can look at their new identity in Christ.
在这个第二章四到五节的时候，我们会看到我们在基督里新的身份。
Peter told these Christians that they're being built up as a spiritual house.
彼得告诉他身边的基督徒，他们被建造成为灵宫。
They have a new identity in front of the world.
这是他们在世界面前新的身份。
And then in the second paragraph from 6 to 8, they have a new kind of behavior before the world.
在第六到八节，我们又看到基督徒在世界面前还有新的行为。
They will obey Christ.
他们会顺服基督。
And the third thing, in verse 9 to 10, we see that they have a new proclamation in the world.
在第九节到第十节的时候，你要发现基督徒在世界面前新的宣告。
Instead of proclaiming the problems, they are now to proclaim the excellencies of God.
他们并没有去宣告他们的困难，而是在宣告他们的神有多么的奇妙。
So in this passage, Peter told them who they are.What they need to do and what they need to say.
所以在这个经文里面呢，彼得就告诉身边的基督徒说，他们是谁，他们应该怎么做，他们应该说什么。
The first thing we understand from verse 4 to 5 is that they are who Christ is. That's the first question. Who is Christ?
在我们这个第四节到第五节的这两段经文里面，我们首先是要看基督是谁。
In the verse 4 it says you come to him.
在第四节里面谈在第五节里面谈到你们来到主面前。
If you understand this hymn in connection with the previous verse, we understand this hymn as the Lord of the Old Testament.
如果说你明白这个经文和前面的经文的联系的时候，你们就会发现这里的主提的其实是旧约里面的主。
But then in verse 4, when Peter say as you come to him, but this hymn will be actually talking about Jesus Christ.
但是在第四节里面，这一节经文里面的主呢，指的是耶稣基督。
In verse 3, Peter talked about, indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
在第三节里面，彼得说，你们若尝过主恩的滋味。
This is from Psalm 34.
这是来自于诗篇第34篇。
And then in verse 4, it talked about as you come to him.
在第四节里面。在第五节里面谈到你们来到主面前。
And since when he talked about him, he said the living stone rejected by man, and also the stone that is chosen and be precious in front of God, is obviously talking about Jesus.
那么在这篇经文里面，当他谈到所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，匠人所弃的石头，这里他指的是耶稣基督。
The question is, what happened when we come to Jesus?
问题就是，当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，发生了什么呢？
In verse 5, we see that we'll be built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
在第五节里面，我们知道，当我们来到主面前的时候，我们被建造成为灵宫。做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Yes, Peter is talking about something very lofty, something high up there.
好像彼得谈的这个事情很空很大。
You would think people who can actually become a priest would be something like me.
你可能会觉得我这样的人怎么能做祭司呢？
If you are a Buddhist, then you would think.Someone could be a monk with something pretty holy and disconnected with the world and don't want to get too much in touch with the world.
如果你是佛教徒的话，你可能就觉得要担当这样的身份，那必然是要出家。
And when you think about offering spiritual sacrifices to God, it must be someone who has this kind of standing before God in order to do that.
而当你听到说向神奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。哎，那是不是就表示啊，这个人得特别属灵，得特别的高级这样的
？But be careful when you read this passage, especially in verse 5.
但是要小心，当你读到这个经文的时候，你注意一下第五节。
He's not saying we are going believer is going to build up ourselves as a spiritual house.
第五节并没有说我们信徒自己给自己造灵宫。
We are told that we are being built up as a spiritual house.
然而这节经文说的却是我们被建造成为灵宫。
So we are not the main actor in these activities.
所以我们并不是在这些在所以我们在这些活动当中并不是一个施动者。
We should say we are not the main reason for these things happening.
我们也不是这些事情所发生的原因。
But the interesting thing is, at the beginning of verse 4, how can this happen?
很有意思的是啊，就是当你从第四节开始念的时候，哎，这些事情是怎么发生的呢？
It does not give you a requirements of diplomas or any requirements of your spirituality. Peter simply say as you come to him.
在读经的时候，你们发现他并没有。向你提出什么要求？要求你有什么学位，或者多么属灵，这件事情才能发生。
We are being built up as a spiritual house as we come to Jesus.
然而，我们被建造成为灵宫，仅仅是因为我们来到主的面前。
Of course, if we continue to read in verse 6, you understand when we come to Him, that means we believe in Jesus.
当然，在第六节的时候。 你也会读到，就是当我们来到主面前，其实所指的是我们相信、信靠主的时候。
So when you go into this passage, when you read this, we have a new identity, not because we have done really a lot.
在读经的时候，你会发现我们有了新的身份，并不是因为我们做了什么。
We have a new identity because we have come to Christ and we have received Him. We have believed in Him.
我们有了新的身份，是因为我们来到主面前，我们接受了他，我们相信了他。
Our history and our shame actually would prevent us from understanding this.
我们个人的历史，还有那种羞耻心，常常会妨碍我们理解这个很重要的观点。
You may always have some feeling in your experience that you think that you never measure up.
你可能自己因为自己的一些经历，觉得自己永远都不够资格来到主面前。
You may keep stumbling on something that you are constantly struggling with.
你可能在某件事情上总是跌倒。
But these two verses told us that we just need to come to Him.
但是这两个经文告诉我们。我们需要做的就是来到主面前。
We are being built up not because we walk away from Christ, but we walk towards Him.
我们被建造成为灵宫，不是因为我们远离了主，而是因为我们靠近了主。
When we deal with our problems, when we deal with our shame, we usually getting pretty touchy.
当我们在处理我们自己的一些问题，还有过去的经历的时候，常常会有一些感动。
Because we don't want people to talk about it, especially when that's my problem.
而且我们很不愿意别人去谈论这些问题，我们知道这是我们自己的一些隐私。
But then when we are touchy because of some problems we have done or some sins we have done, it's because we are kind of walking away from Christ.
但是你会发现，当我们在处理我们或者去想我们过去发生的事情，我们自己所拥有的一些问题的时候，我们常常是在远离主。
I would think if we understand this passage, Peter is asking us to approach Jesus with our problem, not without it.
在这段经文里面，彼得是让我们带着我们的问题。来到主面前，带着我们的困难来到主面前，而不是去远离他。
And when you have some issues with brothers and sisters in the church, don't step away from the church, but step into the church.
当你跟教会里面的弟兄姐妹有一些矛盾或者有一些纷争的时候，不要远离教会，而继续在教会里面。
Find a solution in Christ and in the body of Christ.
在基督里面找到解决问题的办法。在基督的肢体里面找到办法。
In doing all this, then we are offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
当我们在这样做的时候，我们就是在向神奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
When you talk about spiritual sacrifices, that may become too spiritual and too lofty, and we don't know what that is.
可能在这里说到向神献上所悦纳灵祭的时候，大家都不知道怎么说呢。
How do you offer a spiritual sacrifice to God?
你怎么向你可能会想怎么向神献上灵祭呢？他悦纳的灵祭呢
？Can you touch it?
你摸得到吗
？Can you put it in a backpack and bring it to church?
你能把它放包里带到教会吗
？When you look at the Bible, you be a little aware of what that is.
你可能读经的时候都会想，这到底是啥呀
？May we need help from passage like Romans chapter 2 verse 1 to 2.
我们就需要经文来帮助我们，那也就是罗马书第二章。
Paul said this, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the new renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
对不起，是罗马书第十二章，一到二节，会帮助我们理解。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化， 叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Yeah, there are passages in the Bible that talk about our spiritual sacrifices as prayer or singing praises to God.
在经文在圣经里面也谈到灵祭可以指祷告或者唱灵歌。
But when you do that kind of thing, it's hard not to talk about your body also, your whole person.
但是当你在祷告或者唱灵歌这样做这样的事情的时候，很难说不去谈你的身体做什么。
Because you cannot really worship, you just mouth some word.
因为你在崇拜上帝的时候，你不可能只让嘴去动。
And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 to 16, it also talks about some kind of a spiritual sacrifice.
在希伯来书十三章十五到十六节也谈到有关灵祭的问题。
So the author, although we don't know who he is, but he said this, through him, then let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
我们不知道希伯来书他人是哪个人写的啊，但是经上记着说，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So when you read this, you understand that spiritual sacrifices does not only talk about that you're thinking about Jesus, you're happy about him, but actually you're doing something about it with your body.
所以说呢，灵祭不仅仅是指你在思想主耶稣，你想到他就很高兴，同时呢，你的身体也在做一些事情。
Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have.
不要忘记。只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事。
Because when you do good and you share, you are sacrificing something.
因为当你在行善，在奉献的时候，你其实，当你行善和在分享或者说捐书的时候，其实是在奉献。
So if we understand spiritual sacrifices like that, it's not hard for us to understand what Peter has said in verse 6 to 8.
如果我们明白灵祭所指的是什么的时候，那么我们就不难明白我们彼得在六到八节所传达的信息。
Verse 4 to 5 talk about our identity. Who we are.
这个四到五节呢，彼得在谈我们的身份，就我们是谁。
Verse 6 to 8 talk about what we do.
六到八节呢，谈的是我们做什么。
It's not just about who we are, but actually what we do. Those are connected together.
灵祭，还有神所喜悦的事呢，不仅仅是指我们是谁，同时也关系到我们做什么。
You see, from verse 6 to 8, it talks about two types of persons.
你会发现呢，在这个六到八节，彼得谈到了两种人。
One type is those who believe.
一种呢是相信的人。
Another type are those who do not believe.
另外一种是不信的人。
Simple enough.
很简单。
But those who believe will actually obey Christ.
但是那些相信的人，他们其实会顺服基督。
What Christ asks those believers to do will not stumble them.
主教信他的人所做的事，不是为了让他们跌倒。
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense only to those who are not believers.
匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。
So the important thing for us is this, if we understand this,Then when you hear something strange or you hear something difficult that you are asked to do from the scripture, do not just say reject it, just I don't want to do it.
所以当你在经文上听说要做一些事情，你自己觉得很奇怪的时候，不要很简单的就去拒绝它，或者说我不想做。
Rather, you should humble yourself to ask the Lord for grace to understand why and how we can actually do it.
然而当你应当谦卑自己，去询问主这件事情到底是什么，我们要怎么做，求主赐给我们恩典。
Because in verse 7, it seems like those who believe and those who do not believe has no middle ground.
因为在第七节的时候，在第七节当中，我们会看到信的人和不信的人的区别。
Verse 8 actually is very scary.
而且在第八节其实挺可怕的。
The non-believer stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do.
他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
They disobey the word not because they are not able to obey it.
他们没有顺从，不是因为他们没有能力顺从。
Because they were destined not to do it.
而是他们被预定不能这样行。
I believe if you come here, you will not be like that.
我相信你既然来到这里，你就不是被那样预定的。
If you ever in your life you have decided you want to believe in Jesus, your heart would not be hardened like that.
如果你曾经在你的一生当中决定你要信靠耶稣的话，那你的心就不会像他们那样坚硬。
That you will, instead of saying that these things are just rubbish and irrelevant, you will seek to find out how we can actually obey it.
你不会觉得这些事情跟，你不会觉得主让我们做的事情是毫无关联，或者说是垃圾，相反呢，也会去寻找做这些事情的办法。
Our history, our shame, actually is a great burden to us.
我们自己的一些历史，我们的过去，还有羞耻，其实对我们来说是一些重担。
We often obey our shame and our history rather than obey Christ.
我们常常去顺从我们的自己的过去，或者说我们的历史，而没有去顺从基督。
Or even possible that we obey the Chinese culture more than we obey Christ.
甚至比起顺从基督，我们更愿意去顺从中国文化。
But let me tell you this, go to a scripture, read it, understand it, you may actually find something much better than what you have in your culture or your history, and particularly our shame.
但是我要告诉大家的是，当你打开经文去读的时候，你会发现里面有你的文化里面更值得你去顺从的东西。
Come to him and find out.
来到主面前去发现。
Verse 9 and 10 is very precious to us.
第九节和第十节对我们来说是非常宝贵的经文。
Because as we come to him, we understand who we are.
因为当我们来到主面前的时候，我们会明白我们是谁。
As we believe in Jesus, we know what we need to do.
当我们信靠耶稣的时候，我们就会知道我们该做什么。
In verse 9 and 10, tell us what we can say.
在九节、十节告诉我们我们应该说什么。
Are you aware that when you are in when you're under pressure, what comes out from your mouth?
你有没有意识到，当你压力很大的时候，你嘴里面说出来的是什么话呀？
Sometimes when you squeeze, then something like shoot out from your mouth, right?
其实有的时候，你在重担之下，你可能自己都没有意识到话已经说出去了。
Sometimes it's just a reflection of our shame.
可能。有的时候也，这也是我们个人羞耻心的一个反应。
Sometimes it's is our bitterness.
或者是我们内心的苦毒。
Sometimes it's our dissatisfaction.
或者是我们的不满。
But if we understand verse 9 and 10, actually we come to learn that we have something better to say.
但是当你明白第九节和第十节的时候，你会发现我们能说更好的话。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Understand the requirement to go to him is minimal.
你会发现 当你明白要来到主面前的时候，这个要求其实是最基本的要求。
Understand he's building us up together as a spiritual house.
请大家明白，我们是被建造成为灵宫。
As we understand, we can obey him, we have the power to obey him.
而且我们需要明白，我们可以顺服基督，因为我们会被赐予这种力量去顺服基督。
We can do something different that these other people would not do.
我们会做别人不会做的事情，我们会做不一样的事情。
We have some good story to tell people.
我们有很好的故事可以跟别人分享。
Not just our story, our history, our bitterness.
不仅仅是我们自己的过去啊，我们的内心的苦毒啊。
But what Christ has done for us.
但是我们可以去谈主基督为我们做了什么。
Can you remember those good things that the Lord has done for you? That's important.
你还能记得主为你做了些什么吗？
Before we were wandering in the wilderness, we have nothing to do with Christ.
在我们不认识主的时候，我们在旷野里面打转，和主什么关系都扯不上。
But now we are brought together in one church, so that we can be encouraged.
但是我们现在被召聚在一起，在同一个教会，我可以彼此鼓励，我可以被鼓励。
We understand our problem.
我们明白我们的问题所在。
A little, you can be a little bit happy about when you see those other people who do not understand their problems.
你可能会觉得甚至有点高兴啊，外面的人他们都不知道他们的问题出在哪里。
But as we understand our problem, we should be happy about it, actually.
但真的，当我们看到我们自己的问题所在的时候，我们应该高兴。
And therefore, you pray for all those people around you who seemingly don't understand what's going on.
也请大家为身边的人祷告，因为他们不知道自己在干什么，也不知道发生了什么。
So you pray for them.
请为他们祷告。
And then you tell them what the good things the Lord has done for you.
而且你告诉他们主为你做了什么奇妙的事情。
Even you can tell them your shame.
甚至你可以告诉他你觉得很羞耻的事情。
You have done something shameful, but now in the light of Jesus' salvation and grace, we can stand before Him.
可能你做了很害羞的事情，但是因为主耶稣的救赎，因为主耶稣的光，我们可以站在他的面前。
We are totally accepted.
而且我们完全被主所接纳。
We are chosen race.
我们是被拣选的。
We are royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We belong to God.
我们是属神的子民。
Nothing else but matters.
其他的都不太重要。
We are now His people.
我们现在是他的民。
And we have received mercy.
而且我们蒙怜恤。
And this is why reading this.We can understand how we can stand up in this world.
这也就是为什么，当我们读了这篇经文的时候，我们可以在这个世界面前站立。
How we will not let our bitterness and our shame take over our life.
我们不会让苦毒或者是羞耻、羞愧来占据我们的生活，来统领我们。
But we can freely confess our sin before Christ to ask Him for strength to continue.
但是我们可以在主耶稣的面前去认我们的罪，也求他赐给我们恩典，让我们可以继续走下去。
There's something more powerful than shame in our life.
在我们的生活当中，其实有比羞愧力量更大的东西。
Which is Christ and His gospel.
那就是基督和他的福音。
And I believe everybody should know that.
我相信每个人都知道这一点。
We are here just because of that.
因为我们在这里，就是因为基督和他的福音。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the struggles that you've given us.
天父，我们感谢你所赐给我们一切的患难。
But we thank you more for what you have brought us through.
但是我们更要感谢你，你一路与我们同在。
You let us know how precious we are to you.
你让我们知道我们在对你来说多么的宝贵。
You let us know what we should do.
你让我们知道我们该怎么做。
And you would tell us what we should tell our friends and people around us.
而且你也告诉我们，我们应该对我们的朋友说什么，对身边的人说什么。
Father, we ask that you would change us.
天父啊，祈求你改变我们。
May Jesus' gospel and the Spirit work in our hearts.
愿主耶稣的福音在我们的心中动工。
So that we can have the power to live for you.
让我们能有力量为你而活。
And not to dwell on our bitterness and our shame.
而不是在我们的苦读和羞愧当中沉沦。
And to understand more about the freedom we have in Jesus.
然而求你让我们更加明白在耶稣当中所享有的自由。
And we pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们靠着主耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。